your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW.
Calls the mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Action speaks louder than words, and I'm a man of great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Oh. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around.
Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW.
something, what makes something, what makes cool?
Love the expansion.
So why yo, are we so in denial when we're not happy here?
Y'all don't wanna hear me, you just wanna dance.
With Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Thank you.
Valley's Fun Station, 105.7 CFW.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought I was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all. I could say day and you'd say night, tell me it's black when I know that it's white. Always the same, it's just a shame, and that's all.
Informed with the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM.
CFW.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7.
CFW.
And more.
105.7 CFW.
She's black, flesh and bone, now touch of silicone. She's touch, smell, sight, taste and sound. But somehow I can't be that anything should happen. I know where I belong, and nothing's gonna happen. Yeah, 'cause she's so high.
should I even bother?
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's so high.
80s, 90s, and more.
105.7 CFW.
You
Are you or someone you know celebrating a birthday or anniversary? Drop us a text through the free Civic Media app. Just open up the app and find 105.7 CFW. Then listen to Mike McKay every weekday morning at 8:15 to hear them announced live on the air.
Happy birthday!
Sponsored locally by Lasker Jewelers. Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has received over $10 million in federal grant money to improve the recruitment and retention of special education teachers. According to a press release, the funding will be spread out over 5 years to address persistent special education staffing shortages. The DPI found nearly half of special education teachers in Wisconsin have either left the state or the profession entirely after 6 years. The funding will be used for specialized training and the creation of residency programs. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has launched a new initiative to increase access to housing for residents struggling with mental health or substance abuse issues. The initiative will provide housing support services to state Medicaid members experiencing or at risk of experiencing homelessness through local partners, including organizations affiliated with a tribal nation or the Department of Housing and Urban Development's Continuum of Care program. Those services will be offered beginning on February 1st. The Rice Lake City Council has placed a time frame on a project to turn a former nursing home in the downtown area into affordable housing. The council has approved an amendment to the development agreement requiring Movin' Out, the Madison company overseeing the project, to present quarterly progress reports and assume ownership and demolition of the site after 5 years from the start date of construction. Movin' Out officials say the delays are related to legal hurdles and due diligence in pursuing tax credits for low-income housing. Aspirus Health has announced the official location for their new planned hospital. The roughly 22-acre site will be located along Chippewa Crossing Boulevard just east of the city fire department, and the Chippewa Falls City Council is expected to review the measure at their meeting on Tuesday. Organization officials say they're hoping to complete construction within 18 months after breaking ground in the spring. The Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative is also considering reopening St. Joseph's Hospital in the same area. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
Cloudy today with snow developing later this afternoon, continuing through tonight with around an inch or a little more possible by the time it ends. Our high in the upper 20s to low 30s today. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 24 with more snow on the way tomorrow night through much of Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
CFW.
80s.
I'll stop the world and melt with you.
90s. And more. 105.7 CFW.
A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is the new bird, who sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made walking in a winter wonderland.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.